I just wanted to read a short bit. It's titled, Working is Dhamma Practice. Outside of the annual rains retreat period, various work projects were undertaken, most of which involved the building or repair of Sangha dwellings. Lack of funds determined that much of this work was performed by Sangha members, but even on occasions when the work could have been hired out, it was rare for Lumpa to give permission for that to be done. Work projects provided opportunities for strengthening the cohesion and harmony of the community through concerted effort on tasks that, unlike meditation, had tangible, measurable results. Working for the common good provided a jolt for monks overly concerned with their own welfare and increased the affection and sense of belonging that Sangha members felt for the monastery. Work projects were means by which Lumpa's disciples were encouraged to further develop those qualities of consistent effort and patient endurance that Lumpa believed to be vital to progress in meditation. Certainly, manual labor for many hours a day in high temperatures and stifling humidity, sustained by one simple meal a day, was not for the faint-hearted. Work projects gave monks the opportunity to practice mindfulness in more fluid situations and afforded Lumpa the opportunity to monitor how well the monks could maintain their practice outside of the Dhamma hall. Most of the monks were used to hard physical labor in the rice fields. In later years, when the community had grown much larger, work projects gave a means by which young monks and novices could channel any surplus outgoing exuberance into useful activities. On certain projects, Lumpa would keep the monks working until late into the night, surrounded by hurricane lamps that were besieged by insects. Some monks worried that their meditation practice was suffering. Lumpa replied, "This is practice. As you work, look at your mind. How does it feel when I ask you to perform this kind of task? Practice doesn't mean evading things all the time. You have to come out and face up to their defilements so that you know what they're like. Once you've trained, then you have to climb up into the ring. In the future, you will see the fruits. But for the time being, don't blame or praise. Just do the work." Every now and again, a disgruntled monk might leave, but the vast majority trusted in Lumpa's judgment. Ajahn Liam was one of those who thrived during this kind of practice. During work projects, Lumpa emphasized giving up our own comfort and desires for the benefit of others. This kind of sacrifice is the dana, the giving of monks. It arises in a generous heart that considers the welfare of the community. In fact, there's plenty of time, but when we hurry, craving makes us feel that we're short of time. At Wat Bapong, we don't work with craving. We work in the spirit of self-sacrifice. We show how making sacrifices for the group is a beneficial Dhamma practice. So I think that's a good example for the for all of us in that because oftentimes we bifurcate and split up. There's my work and my Dhamma practice. There's my life, and then there's my meditation, and those things get split up. And Ajahn Chah was really keen to make sure that we didn't miss the reality that our Dhamma practice and our life, our responsibilities and our duties in the world are part and parcel of our training, and they are reflecting our mind all the time, and so that learning how to recognize that, because oftentimes we just want to, I don't like it, I don't want it, we get away from this, and then we miss that opportunity to see it clearly. And so it is a part of our practice and training.